never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
New York City, and everybody under the sound of the voice.
Only you.
That voice that you hear right there. They call him the voice as well. Only he is the voice. Or should I say he was the voice of the Stylistics. But he said he still is. There is no voice like his. He has the tag on it that is recognized all over the country, all over the world. Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. Welcome to the zone, Russell.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us. You sat in with me during Pat's interview, and it's a pleasure just to have you in our presence right here on 90.3 FM, man.
It's a pleasure to be here and to be back in the city.
Back in New York City. Where you from, man?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Out of Philadelphia. Brotherly love, huh? Tell me, when you hear a record like this, do it take you back to when y'all first recorded it?
No.
No. Tell me what it takes you to.
It takes me back to the last time I did it. I've sang it so many times for so many years, since 1973.
New York City, for those of you who do not know, Russell is now a solo artist, and he has his solo CD out. And he is currently a member of Voice Distributions, and it's a project that I'm sure it's long overdue, but I think it came right on time. And we want to welcome you also to the family of Voice Distributions, Russ.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Definitely, definitely. Let's go way back, and then we'll bring them up to the present. Let's go back to the beginning of time, the beginning of your inspiration to sing. How long ago was that, or should I say, how old were you when you first had that desire to sing?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother said I was singing from a very young age, well, back before I can remember. And when I first went to elementary school, I sang in the glee club in the elementary school. Then I sang in the glee club in junior high school. I was the only boy in the female choir in the junior high school. I sang for the city's choir also, the Philadelphia City's choir.
Go ahead.
And high school choir.
So you've been singing, or should I say singing?
Forever. Yeah.
Now, you know, tell me, who did you look up to as you was growing up? Before you actually became a recording artist, who was that artist that you saw up in the forefront that you was just inspired by?
Well, it was Eddie Kendricks, for one. He's the number one.
Okay.
All and right. Then there was Dionne Warwick, and Frank Sinatra and Morgana King. They were the first albums I ever owned, of my own.
Yeah. Man, so tell me, after that era there, how did the Stylistics come about?
Well, a couple of the guys sang in the junior high school glee club together.
Oh, really?
In the choir.
Okay.
And when we went on to high school, we formed a group called the Monarchs, and a couple of other fellas had a group called the Percussions. When we graduated in 1968, we lost members from both groups. So the English teacher in the school was our manager, and she had the idea to put the two groups together, and that's how we became Stylistics.
Okay, now that's how you became the Stylist, but who came up with the name? How did the name come about? I get so many emails about the name. Ask them about the name.
Our guitar player, Robert Douglas.
Okay.
He also wrote our first song, You're a Big Girl Now.
And he came up with the name. Do it have a meaning, or...
No, it was. We were sitting around trying to pull names out of a hat. And
okay.
He came up with it, and it stuck.
Okay. What name did you suggest?
I can't remember.
Oh, man.
I think I might have wanted to stay with the Monarchs.
The Monarchs.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Monarchs. So the Stylistics were formed then, and, man, I mean, history for itself speaks. It's not too much that I have to even say to the listening audience about the Stylistics, but your voice, I mean, it's such a distinguished voice. It's known worldwide, and I listened to your new project, and I admit I was expecting to hear some age in it, but it's just as pure as it was when you was with the Stylistics, and I'm going to say something I think is even stronger and better. How do you keep your voice so perfect like that?
As Pat said, it's by the blessing of God. Everything, God has always taken care of me. Through the bad times, through whatever, he's given me a job all my life, you know. That's one thing I've always been thankful for, that when I came out of high school, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what I was going to be. And I was given a job that I've had now for 35 years.
35 years. Now, you know, I mentioned it earlier, and I just want to make sure if I said it correct. Are you no longer with the Stylistics, or y'all still work some time together, or?
No, I don't work with them.
You don't work with them
at all? I have my own organization
your
now.
Your own organization. What's the name of your group, or what is your entertainment name that you go by now?
Well, I'm Russell Tompkins, the voice of the Stylistics.
Okay. And you're still gigging around and doing shows?
Yes, I just started back gigging this year. I've been going from the group now for about 3 years.
Okay.
And when I left the group, I went back to school. And I've been studying piano now at the Philadelphia Settlement Music School for the last 3 years. And the second year I was out, I recorded my CD that's out right now. And the third year I was out, I put my new band together.
So you just took it a step at a time, a year at a time.
Well, it took that much time to catch up with 35 years to put an organization together that was comparable to the one that I left.
Right. Well, you heard him mention the new project, and we have it here. We couldn't wait to get our hands on it. A few friends of ours and some of your fans have been writing me and asking me, when are you going to get Russell on your show? And we searched. I tried to get you back when the Love Talk CD came out.
Oh, okay.
That's how long I've been searching for you. And we was with your manager from New York City. I forgot what was the group guy named. I can't bring his name, but he had an office here in New York. And he said, okay, I'm going to put you in touch with Russell, no problem. And it never happened, so it took this long to get you and to get you at the right time, so we're not going to complain about it.
Cool.
We're going to bring up the new project, track number one. No one in this world, before I lay it on New York, tell me a little something about it.
Well, everyone knows it from Anita Baker, but I did it from Dionne Warwick. She also recorded it, and that was my inspiration for doing it because Dionne did it.
No one in this world. New York City, it's brand new. It's on a CD by the title of A Matter of Style. This is Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr., 90.3 FM.
Looking back at all the good times we once shared, I must have been blind. Just to think I'd find someone new, one would love me better than you. Well, then it comes as a surprise. I tried every love I could find. Still I
York City. You're listening to the voice of the Stylistics, Mr. Russell Tompkins. Junior, that is, Russ. I'm telling you, man. Sound like 35 years ago, man.
Thank you, anyhow.
All right. Man, as soon as we put it on, Edgar said, man, he said, he sounds so pure. Sounds so pure. The phones are lighting up all over the place, so we're going to take a few callers real quick, Russ. 90.3 FM, you're on with Russell Tompkins.
Remarkable. There's no other word that comes to mind right now except remarkable. What a talent. What a God-given talent. He's truly blessed. Truly blessed. And then to have a job for 35 years that he obviously loves. Mr. Thompson.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I commend you. I hope God continues to bless you. Thank you so much for all the memories, and thank you for continuing to give us more new memories.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
I love your voice. I love your talent. Thank you.
You got it. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York. I'm in the Bronx.
New York City. You got it, darling.
Okay.
90.3 FM. You're on with Russell.
Hi, it's Roberta Russell.
Hello.
You sound lovely, darling.
Thank you.
I saw you when the group was at Fashion at my high school.
Oh, okay.
A few years ago.
I remember, yes.
And those peach suits were great, man. You were wearing these peach suits. And you know what? You make me feel brand new, honey.
All right.
It's really lovely. You know, sound nice. I was listening to Pat Pierce on the radio in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and you were on. It's lovely. You know, it's really nice.
It's nice being here with her,
too. It's really nice. And you know, you're in good company with Maurice now.
All right.
Really good company. And you keep it up, and I love it.
Sure, you're right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
God bless you. Take care.
Thanks for calling, darling. 90.3 FM, you're on with Russell Tompkins.
Hi, Maurice. It's Lenore again.
Hey, Lenore.
Hi, Mr. Tompkins.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I still love your voice. You still got it.
Thank you.
My favorite song is You Make Me Feel Brand New. Yep, so just keep it up, and God bless you.
Okay, and same to you, and thank
you very much.
All right. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, who's
it's
this?
April.
Hi, April.
Hey, you sound like one of the DJs.
Well, he's listening to you. You want to say hello to him?
Hey, Mr. Thompson.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing much, just trying to make a little music. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Okay.
Oh, man, like one of the Bee Gees. Have you ever heard that one before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, man, that's a compliment, though. I mean, Bee Gees are bad. Bee Gees are bad. Now, you know, I asked Pat this earlier, and I mean, you've been doing it, and you've been out there on the road, and I'm sure you're used to it, but even up to this day, how do it feel, man, being on the receiving end of that kind of love that the fans are still giving you?
It's like communication, you know, like when you're talking to someone and they're talking back to you. When you feel that love coming at you, you just want to give it back.
Right.
And you want it to go back and forth, and you want it to keep going.
And never stop, right?
And never stop.
Oh, man. This track here, No One in This World, you put it up on track number one. I think it was the perfect song to start off the CD with because it grabs you immediately. It tells you, even if no one knew who was on the air, as soon as they hear it, they may say it's the Stylistics. But at least they will come to learn that it's just Russell Tompkins.
It's a testament to the song itself. Mm-hmm. Every artist who ever sang it, it's been a hit for them. You know, so the song is great.
Amen. The phones are jumping up, and I promised New York that I would let as many of them get in as possible. 212-491-4685. But we definitely want to highlight the CD. We want to move on to track number two, Jealousy. Now, don't too many men write a song about jealousy. I mean, because I don't know about you, but it's just not in me. But tell me about Jealousy.
Well, the first three albums I did were with Tommy Bell and Linda Creed.
Okay.
And when I left working with them in 73, I didn't want to leave, and I wanted to continue to sing their songs. Mm-hmm. That was the same year that they recorded Dionne Warwick again.
Okay.
Doing Jealousy. And I swore that one day, if I had a solo album, I was going to sing Jealousy. That's my favorite song on the CD.
So that's the so there's no story behind it besides that.
Besides
that. Okay, all right. New York, this is Jealousy right here on 90.3 FM. If you go to MauriceWatts.com and click on the CD store, you'll see Russell pictured there. And when you click on this will be the first track you hear playing in the medley. And, man, the arrangement on it is awesome. So we want to sit back and let you hear. Russell Tompkins, formerly of the Stylistics. He's here live to talk to you. You're listening to The Voice of the Stylistics. You recognize him? His name is Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. He's here at WHCR 90.3 FM live. And we're going to go to the love line and take a few more calls from one of his fans. 90.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Calling from the Bronx.
From the Boogie Down.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk to Russell?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
Listen, everybody keeps saying that, because my boyfriend just asked me, who is this? And I said, sounds like the Stylistics. And I know you're not with them, but you were the Stylistics. Nobody knows the rest of those guys. They know that voice. And like they say, you still got it.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep doing it.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, darling. 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene. You want to talk
to
Russell?
You
want to talk to Russell?
I sure do.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Russell.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad to hear that. I can't tell you how much I am enjoying your new CD.
You?
My favorite cut on there is Foolish.
Foolish? Okay, thank you very much. All right.
I like that very, very much.
Now tell me, do you have it yet?
I certainly do.
Now tell me, he just got with Voice Distribution, so are you going to promise to go tell somebody else they got to go get it?
More than one person.
More than one person.
Oh, yes. I've already been on the case.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Yes.
Now tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish is your favorite one on the new CD. What was your favorite Stylistic record?
People Make the World Go Round, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's coincident because it's on the new one, too.
Yes, I know that. I do like that very, very much. And I also like, and as soon as you said that, the name of the song went right out of my head, but it's one that Phyllis Hyman re-recorded. Bet You By Golly Wow.
Bet You By Golly Wow.
Yes, and Prince did it as well.
Yes, he did.
But my favorite rendition, of course, is still the original.
You got it, baby.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, love.
Well, sure, but I have a question.
Go ahead, ask it.
My question is, when can we expect another CD from Russell?
I'm working on it right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, and hopefully within a few months.
Okay. That's good. Well, I'll certainly be looking for it, and I'll be telling others to be on the lookout for it as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care, love.
Good night.
You know, that's wonderful right there, to have a CD out currently and to have them looking for the next one, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hi, VIP number 5.
Hey, VIP number 5. What's up, Bernadette? How you doing, baby?
I'm not really doing okay, but I'm sorry I couldn't get up here.
No problem.
I end up in Connecticut all day, too. I didn't get here until after 8:30.
Well, that's all well and good.
But you know I'm supposed to be there.
Well, hey, the VIP, you can't be here every week.
Well, I try. Well, let me speak to Russell.
You want to talk to
Pat still here, too?
Yep, Russell and Pat is here.
Okay, well, Pat, I enjoy her CD also.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I know I'll be getting a copy of that when it gets
to
the Voice. We know that.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Russell?
Yes.
You just keep doing what you're doing, because I don't know the difference. I just hear the Stylistics. I don't care. As long as I hear good music. Okay?
Well, it was just me then, and it's just me now.
Well, that's just you. Now, you just keep on doing it.
I will. Thank you very much.
Every moment of it. So, you know, Voice know I'll be getting that one, too.
Mm.
So that ain't even a problem with us.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But good luck. Much success to both of y'all.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thanks for calling, darling.
Okay, babe. Love you.
212-491-4685. You too can get in live. 90.3 FM. You on with Russell?
Oh, so good. I got you again. Listen, you talking about favorite songs by the Stylistics? Mine was Right as Rain. I understand Nancy Wilson did it. I never knew that. But nobody sings it like Russell Tompkins. I suggest that you do it again because nobody ever plays it. It's beautiful. It's one of the best.
Well, I do it in my live show. The next time I come into town to work, come and hear it and tell me that you talk to me on the air.
I most definitely
And I'll sing it
will.
For you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
darling.
You.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk about the show, Russell. You know, tell me how long of a show do you do? 90-minute show or
it varies? It varies. It depends on the venue.
Mm-hmm. Now, what songs do you do in the show? Do you take them back down memory lane and bring them up?
I do almost everything I've ever made.
Now, since you were the lead singer of the Stylistic back then, I mean, it's no problem with you performing the songs, obviously.
No, one of the reasons why it's no problem is that, not to, you know, put it wrong, but they didn't sing the songs.
Okay.
On the first three albums, only one other member in the group sang on two songs, and that was Arian Love.
Okay, well, you just gave us some history there that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
So you did most of the tracks on the albums.
Mm-hmm. I did all the tracks.
All the tracks on the albums, except for the two that you just mentioned.
No, I did them also. But Arian Love sang with me on You Make Me Feel Brand New.
Oh, you hear this, New York? That's why you have to listen to 90.3 FM. And I was wondering when he said, well, it was me then, and it's me now. Well, hey, that's good to know, because I'm sure the fans, when they do come out to see you, they still want to hear the golden classics that you used to do. And we're going to take another call at 90.3 FM. You on with Russell? 90.3 FM, hello.
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to make a request.
Well, right now we're not taking requests, darling. We're doing an interview with Russell Tompkins from the Stylistics.
Well, hello, Russell Tompkins.
Hello.
This is a friend, actually, of the DJ. My name is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, and he's talked so much about your show, and I'm tuning in.
A friend of... I am the DJ. Oh, you mean my co-host? Howie D. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Howie D.
I got to give him his check then. He's been doing a job.
Actually, a couple of other folks may call in, too, but keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Russell Tompkins is here and from the Stylistics. You know the Stylistics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I heard it growing up. My mom played it, my dad played it, and, of course, now I'm playing it.
Well, he has a new CD out, and we hope you get it, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
That's DJ Howie D's fans calling in here doing my interview. Anyway, Russell, let's go back to the new CD here. And Nothing, no, what are we up to? Nothing in This World. Did I play that one? No, all right, Nothing in This World.
No One in This World is the next one, if that's what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to, number three is Nothing in This World. We did No One. No One was number one. Unless you got a different CD than I got.
All right.
Well, let's go to number three.
You're right.
Am I right? Yes. You sure it was you back then?
Oh, yeah.
Put your glasses back on.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
All right, I mean.
Nothing in this world. Right?
Nothing in this world. Whoa, my. I like this one here. It starts off with some of the sounds that we're used to hearing on the Stylistics albums. And explain this track to me a little bit.
This was originally done the first time I heard it by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Okay.
And I fell in love with the song when it was presented to me, and I thought I'd take a try at it.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to pull back off the mics and sit back and let you hear Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr.'s solo CD, track number three, Nothing in This World.
Loving you this way, I wouldn't believe it. You kiss me, I couldn't find the words to say. There has never been someone who makes me feel this way. I couldn't believe it. Well, you've shown me that you can care.
So let me take you in my arms and
remember the voice. Or should I say, you know the voice. Remember the name, Russell Tompkins Jr. New CD entitled A Matter of Style. Available for you on Voice Distributions at mauricewatch.com. Russell, you just have me in awe, man. That's all I can say. And I've been around a lot of singers, but when I listen to you, I mean, I'm just in awe. It's just a perfection that you just. It's a wrap. Let's go home. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say behind it. That's how it makes me feel when I hear it, you know?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You hear that, New York? That could make me love you. It doesn't get any better than that. You're listening to the sounds of Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. My VIP number one, Sarah Campbell, just came up in here. Say hello, baby.
Hi, New York.
You here with Russell tonight, huh, babe?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Russell, I'm looking at some pictures of you on tour, and I mean, awesome shots that they have here, and the fans, I was asking about your show and stuff. Do you ever get, why don't you go back to the stylistics, or is your show just awesome enough that they still just happy with you?
I think people are happy with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, because of the way I left, I don't think a lot of people that know the circumstances aren't going to ask me that.
Okay. Well, the circumstances, I'm not going to get into that here because we're doing your solo CD tonight, you know. And,
all right.
It's a pleasure definitely to have you here. Well, there's New York City. You're listening to a track in the background that was somewhat of a signature song that, I mean, so many of your hits you did back then, just no matter when people hear it, they know it's you guys. And the only other group that I know that has that signature sound like that really is like the Isley Brothers. When you hear, but it's really the guitar is the signature. When you hear their music, you know it's them. But here, when you hear the vocals, we knew it was the Stylistics. And a lot of people never knew the name of the voice, the man behind the voice. So that's why we're here to put it out. Let them know. Russell Tompkins Jr. is on the scene. Alive and well, doing his thing on the solo tip, and a new CD out entitled A Matter of Style. Let's talk about some of your events coming up. We know you're on your way to the East Coast next weekend, correct?
Yes, I'll be working in Atlantic City at the Tropicana.
Tropicana.
On Martin Luther King's weekend.
Okay.
And on the 17th and the 18th, that'll be Saturday and Sunday.
Two night gigs.
Yes.
New York City, I'm telling you, I don't promote events or nothing like that. So if you're not doing that, you heard the if, Roy, right? If you're not doing nothing and you would like to see this man perform in person, that is the closest date available to you right here near New York City, I believe. And, next weekend, if you're not doing anything, Tropicana Casino down in Atlantic City, you can hear him. And I'm sure he's going to do tracks from his new songs, especially this one right here, because a lot of people have wrote me about Embraceable You. Talk to me about that, Russ. Embraceable You.
Well, that takes me back to the time of my school days, learning the Gershwin songs, Roger Hammerstein, singing songs like that in the choir. I've always wanted to do that. That song, I got a chance to.
You got a chance to do it. Right here on 90.3 FM is Russell Tompkins Jr. We're going to open up the phone lines for you, 212-491-4685. You'll be able to get in to talk to him live.
Just one look at you, my
Everybody in the station, give them a hand, y'all. Give them a hand. Give them a hand.
Thank y'all.
Oh, my, my, my. Russell, what are you going for? The Grammy, the Oscar, the everything, every award that's out there? I mean, awesome.
Just trying to sing a song, really.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Get back,
man,
with the people.
Back. You in there, man. You are in there. New York City, in case you joined us late, you're listening to the sounds of Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. Remember that name. You know his voice from the Stylistics era, but now you know his name. And, you know, that's the only thing about groups that I never did like. It's a lot of good singers in groups, but the people never really got to learn the members' names. And it's time to be recognized. And everything happens for a reason. So whatever the situation was with the Stylistics, it was only for the betterment now, because it's your time to shine. It's your time to get your recognition, and that's what 90.3 FM and Voice Distributions is here for, my brother, to help you get out there worldwide. Let them know Russell Tompkins, the classic, the R&B, the soul, whatever it is you need done, he can do it. And he's back with this brand new CD. We received some email that we got to read from some of the fans that have went on. Someone named Fred Big Jack Jackson. He says, Russell Tompkins is a good friend of mine. We go way back in Philly. Tell him Big Jack said hi.
I think I know which Big Jack that is. I might have played ball with him.
All right, let's see. He must really like you, because he wrote one to your email, Russell Tompkins Jr. at MauriceWatch.com. He wrote, "Yo, Russell, this is Big Jack from Philly. Remember the good time, the good old days at Brownies and Ciro's."
Oh, okay. I know exactly. Okay, yeah.
He said, "How have you been? Played any b-ball lately?"
Right. I used to play ball with him, yeah.
Okay, he said, "I thought I'd drop you a line since I found this site from a friend. This site is bad." Hey, thanks, Jack. "I'll be looking out for you, my man. Tell Maurice Watts to keep up the good work. I'm going to jump on your CD soon. Big Jack from Philly, a.k.a. Shaboba Shababa." So that's one of them there. We got another one from another one of fans this is a fan that I must take home your CD. I can't say her name on air because then I'll be in trouble, though. But before you leave, if it has to be my copy and I wait to get another one back, we got to make sure we take care. But anyway, she said, "By the way, I want you to play Bet You By Golly Wow and Hurry Up This Way Again. Tell Russell those two are my favorite songs." Question mark. I'm gonna leave that alone. Another one we have here, from a good friend of ours in the entertainment industry. He said, "Tell Russell that Bowlegged Lou of Full Force is a huge fan. Happy New Year's."
Okay.
All right, that's my man, Bowlegged Lou. Who we got another one from? Doug. All right, it says, "Hi, Maurice. Hope you had a great Christmas and New Year's. It's great to see that you have got a legend on your show this Friday in Russell Tompkins Jr. You asked if there's any songs of his that you could play. Well, if you have it, it's rare. He and the Stylistics last time in Australia performed My, 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 the Johnny Gill cover. And I got to tell you, it was so much better than Gill's. And I know that is hard to believe, but I went to every performance I could get into just to hear this version. So if you can get your hands on it," which I can't, "I would love to hear it. And yes, you can bet I will tune in Friday." That was from an Australian fan named Doug. Who else we have here? Darlene from Philadelphia said, "Please tell him that I love the new CD. Looking forward to the musical accompaniments that does more justice to the richness and depth of his talent. Play Foolish and Dedicate It to Me." Wonderful. "I am just delighted about the new music from Russell Tompkins." Another one says, "Hi, Russell. I'm going to try to stay up tonight to listen to you on the internet. Hurry up and come to England, please. If you get to sing tonight, can you sing California Sun? Ooh. One of my all-time favorites. Say hi for me to Florence."
Hello. And I will, and I'll relay the message.
Love, Chris Watson. So say hello to Chris
Watson. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Good to hear from you again.
From the UK. Who else we have here? Rose Free says, "Hi, I'm so happy for him. I love the Stylistics. I saw them when they were here at the Showcase Arena along with the Temprees, Intruders, GQ, and I forgot the last group. But, man, it was terrific, especially when the Stylistics sang It's Only Love. Please don't forget Maybe It's Love. I had to move up a couple of rows to prevent myself from diving onto the stage again. Congrats." who else we got here? No name. Oh, Dimples says, well, Russell, my name is Dimples, given to me by The Voice. I'm a very big fan of yours, and I'm trying to get off work so I can finally meet you. If not, I will be calling the station from work to say hi, and I'm so happy you have came back to us with something new. I told all my patients that you are so God-blessed, and please sing a verse or two of People Make the World Go Round. Thank you again, Dimples. I'm going to get somebody else start reading these things. I thought it was only about three. This is the last one. Mr. DC, this is from Mr. DC. It says, hi, Mr. Tompkins. How are you? I have been your biggest fan since the 70s. As a matter of fact, you were the reasons I started singing. I think that you are the baddest brother on the planet when it comes to those fantastic vocals you do. We have a mutual friend named Tori. He says that each and every time you come to town, Detroit, he gets you from the airport in a limo. I've always wanted to meet you, and I've asked Tori that the next time you come to town, could he make it happen? I just wanted to say to you, in person, thanks for all the wonderful music that you've given the world, and also thanks for helping me develop my vocal ability. Hey, man, everybody needs a hero. Hope to meet you one day, and your new CD is fantastic, as all of your music is. Take care and stay healthy. P.S. By the way, I also have family in the business. My uncle is G.C. Cameron. He is the new lead singer of The Temptations. Take care of my brother, Dave Cameron.
All right. All right,
and
Dave.
That's going to do it for the emails.
Cool.
Once again, those of you that still want to write them, we're going to have them forwarded to his personal email. You can write them at Russell Tompkins, Jr. at MauriceWatch.com, and we'll make sure that he gets it. We got a caller that's been on hold for the longest. Let's see if he's still there. 90.3 FM. You on with Russell?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay, great.
All right. You want to talk to Russell? Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Russell?
You.
Okay, I'm one of your oldest fans from back in the Queens days, RKO and the Lowe's and yours came back in the early 70s.
Woo, early 70s, I remember.
I've seen the group 1,000 times. I went to see him about a year ago, and the guy looked just like you, but he didn't hit that note. Is he this guy related to you?
No, he's not related to me.
Oh, he was good, but I knew something was wrong when I, you know, he didn't hit that note.
Something was wrong, huh?
Yeah, something was wrong. I'm glad to see that you're still around. I wondered what happened to you, but I got your website and stuff now, so... plug in.
All right, man. I hope to come through your way so you can, you know, so I can hit that note for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Go to your promoters. Tell them to demand that they bring Russell Tompkins to town.
Okay. Hey, Val.
You got it. Now, take
care. Thank you.
212-491-4685. You too can get in live as we get back into the new CD, track number 6. So many people been asking for it. Foolish. What is it about this track, Russell?
I think just from what it's saying. It's so many of us fall into that foolish thing.
Mm-mm. Well, I have the whole office singing it. They can't wait till the foolish. They all do it in unison. So, hey, we're going to let you hear it real quick. 212-491-4685. After a few verses, we're going to take you live with Russell Tompkins, Jr., 90.3 FM, New York.
Really?
stay near. A fool will take the risk without a second thought of fear. Let jealousy an act of kindness as a foolish waste of time. But anger and hatred can cause a person to be blind. If I choose to be a fool, then the consequence is mine. I'd rather live life as a fool than continue to be kind.
WHCR 90.3 Love FM. You're listening to the sound and the voice of Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. You know the voice, now remember the name. The CD is called A Matter of Style on Voice Distributions. Let's go to the Love Line, 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jean Parnell.
Wait a minute, not the Jean Parnell.
The Jean Parnell.
Hey, love.
You know, I just had to call you tonight. Of course, it's just really one of those kind of things. It was like all of a sudden I remembered.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Russell is there, of course, right?
Yes, he is.
Well, you know, I got a story I want to tell Russell. I don't know if you're going to appreciate this story, but some time ago, of course, I was in the Apollo, and the lead group was the Temptations. And
That was often then.
That was a long time ago. And fast forward, I was there with Vinnie Ashford, who was the manager of the Commodores. And we were sitting in the thing, and of course, they were the lead, the tease act. They were first, and they came on, and all of them sang, and of course, they did so wonderful. They went up and down the aisle. The lead singer Russell grabbed hold to a baby. I don't know if he remembers that. And he bounced up the aisle of Apollo, and the crowd went wild.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and you all were so fabulous, Russell. And finally, the act was over, and the Temptations came out, and the people in the Apollo wouldn't let them. They start yelling, "Tim, we want you, you know, the stylistics. And I always felt after that, of course, you know, that was not the first time I had heard you, but you all were so magnificent that evening that, you know, you just shot to stardom. It was just one of those kind of like, to me, a turning point in really appreciating your music. And the Temptations were there, and I don't know if my friend on the other end there, my love, the master of the love zone, wants to hear this, but it was really one of those kind of moments where you became large.
The Apollo was our home. 1 year we played the Apollo 5 times. And we lived there. We were staying downtown at the hotel, but once we came up to 125th Street, we didn't leave. We didn't leave. Sometimes we didn't get home until about 6, 7 in the morning and had to be back at the Apollo at 12.
Man. Well, you know, it was just so wonderful because, you know, you were really not the leading act. And you bounced. You had this little dance. They had I always call it a jig to the fig. I mean, you were bouncing up the aisle. You reached over and you grabbed this baby, and you just kept singing the song and bouncing on up and leading the way. And the crowd was like, you know, escalating to a point where they were like, yeah, yeah. And I mean, you took us to the nth degree. And of course, when it all calmed down and you were supposed to get off, nobody wanted you all to go.
The Apollo will never leave my memories. I think about it often. That's one of the reasons why I'm so happy to be back in the city, spending so much time in Harlem. I really, back in the 70s, Harlem I loved.
Well,
I love
it's
so
wonderful
much.
You to be at our station, at WHCR, Harlem Community Radio. I mean, the guy there that you got going there, I mean, he is the master of all. He just loves the music, and he plays it so well. And you're just in such good company, Russell.
I'm beginning to understand that.
He's my buddy.
Thank you,
I love you both, and I just had to call in to say that because in the morning I mind up playing a little of those oldies but goodies, I call them. But you're very special, Russell, and thanks for returning to Harlem. We love having you here.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Gene.
Now, let the listeners know when you're on the air, baby.
I'm on every morning. Not every morning. Ooh, I wish it was. I'm on every Wednesday morning from 8 to 10. Right there with you, right where you're sitting right now, you know. So I love you so much, my voice. I call him the voice, okay?
Thank you, darling.
And I hope you have a rest of the day, rest of the evening, wonderful show.
Thank you, darling. I hope so, too.
Okay.
All right, now.
Bye, baby.
Take care. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Elaine.
Hey, Elaine, how you doing? You're on with Russell.
Okay. Hi, Russ.
Hello, what's up?
Nothing. You know who you're talking to?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Elaine?
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Yep, I spoke to Fisa. She gave me all information.
Okay.
Can't get through, though.
All right.
How you been? The new CD is fabulous.
Thank you very much. Fabulous. I'm hanging in there, and I've been sending you a few messages through Nafisa.
Uh-huh.
I hope to see you soon.
Yep.
All right.
Hope to see you Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay, you take care now.
You too.
All okay. right, darling. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of the Stylistics, but the voice that you've come to know and come to love is Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. He has a solo CD out, and it's entitled A Matter of Style on Voice Distributions. Once again, if you joined in late, we go officially again welcoming him to the family, Russell. I mean, it's a pleasure to have an artist like you on the roster now.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And we plan to do like we do with all the artists. You know, like I told you off the mic, Voice Distributions is an outlet for those that can't get into the big time stores, or they're on there, but they're just not doing nothing about it. We're going to bring it to the forefront. We're letting the world know it's for people that's not in the rotation on all the stations. We're going to extend it out. You got real music that needs to be heard about worldwide over the internet and everything else. So this solo project, don't worry, it's going to work out for you, babe.
It's working already.
It's working already, right? Yeah. It's working already.
Thank you.
We're going to do our part, hey, to help push it on for you. The phone lines are lighting up again. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hey, Mr. Watts.
Hey, who's this?
Larry Cotton.
Larry Cotton, how you doing, man?
You must have got a hot show, man. I can't get you on. All the links are full.
All the links. Let me look over this. 2,000. You may be right there.
I've been trying to get you for a while.
Well, hey, you're on live with Russell Tompkins. Want to say hello to him?
All right, and your line's been busy, too. I've been trying to get you for a while.
Well, you made it through now, so talk quick. He's on the phone with you.
Okay.
All right, say hello to him.
Hey, Russell, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Cotton, how you feeling?
All right, there.
All right, good to hear from you again.
Yeah, likewise. It's a hot show. I can't get you, so I just called to say hello, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Atlantic City on the 17th.
Same here.
All right, then.
All right.
Did y'all play my song, Jealous, yet?
Yeah, we played it.
I want to hear something else from the new CD, anything.
You got it, man.
All right, then.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
All right, see you in Lang City.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, now.
Russell, you have fans worldwide that just love you, man. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm seeing them. You know, I have a lot of artists, but, you know, I think tonight is another one of those special ones, man, where the love is just flowing tonight, man.
I can feel it. I felt it coming here. Like I said, I love New York. You know, so much. I've been coming here all my life. And just to be back, I could feel it through the frostbite.
Now, we're going to play a track number 7, and it's entitled People Make the World Go Round. Now, this one here, if I'm not mistaken, is off of the very first album. Is that called the first album it's from?
Yes,
with
the Stylistics album.
First album? Mm-hmm. Give me this one right here, KP, right up under there. This one here, yeah, hold on to that one. Here.
Laying in the Grass, right.
Laying in the Grass. It's a collector's item. If you don't have it, it's a collector's. I'm getting mine signed tonight. Matter if you're lying or not. But anyway, it's called the original debut album of the Stylistics. Your first album.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I mean, when you got it, and I know it went number one all over, and it had to do great. Tell me about this album that I'm holding here.
The very first album, the most significant thing about it with me is that every song that I recorded on there, I was starting to feel the same thing, the same loving feeling at that time. I just got married, and all the loving things that were said in there, I was feeling for the very first time.
You know, maybe that's what makes, you know, your singing so different and so sincere, because, like you said, you heard him, New York, he was feeling what he was recording, and to put that on track, that's the recipe for success right there. You know, there's no faking it. You're not lying about anything. You was feeling it right then and there. But I know I often kept this in the office. Even before I knew I was going to set up for the interview, I would pull it out every now and then. And when we would play it, even the young generations in the office would listen and say, man, they sound great, you know. And it was just the power of this one. And from Stop, Look, and Listen, Point of No Return, Bet You by Golly Wild, Country Living, You're a Big Girl Now. Now, that one always stood out with me. No More Daddy's Little Girl. And I'm going to tell you how, no one knows this except my mother and I think probably a few people, how I became a Stylistics fan. The Jackson 5 had an 8-track. Well, yeah, everyone here knows about 8-tracks except for those out there. Had an 8-track. We had an 8-track, right? I wanted the Jackson 5 8-track. And I went into a record shop on 125th Street, forgot the name of it. And we seen it said the Jackson 5. I don't know if it was the ABC album or whatever, but it was on 8-track. And I begged my mom, I said, I want it. And we got it, took it home, and she never let me in the living room. Living room was for company. You know, well, I don't know who I thought I was, but I couldn't even go in my own living room. And so I was sneaking every time to play that 8-track. And from the first time I put the 8-track in, it said the Jackson 5. But all of a sudden, you're a big girl now. you know, and all the stylists, I'm like, I said, huh? The 8-track. You had one too, a Jackson 5 that was really the Stylistics. It was the wrong label. And that may have increased your sales too. But it was the wrong thing. And I was like, who is that? I never knew who y'all was, but the music from a little boy, it was awesome. And I played it over and over, forgot about the Jackson 5. Then I heard the DJ introduce one of your songs and said it was the Stylistics. And I wish I had that right now, because that would be a collector's album, a mislabeled 8-track that's really the Stylistics. Ned Egger said he had a copy that was wrong, too. I wonder if anyone else got that 8-track. It said the Jackson 5, but it was really the Stylistics. See, bootleg was going on back then. New York City, we're going to continue on right here on 90.3 WHCR, coming to you directly from the campus grounds of City College. I am your host for the evening, Maurice the Voice Watson. Special guest, Pat Pierce, and of course, the legend himself, Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr., as we move on to a remake of a classic. People Make the World Go Round. Russell, what made you do it again?
Request.
Mm-hmm. Had to put it on there.
Yeah.
Now listen to this, New York. Tell me, do it sound any different? 90.3 FM.
Freshman didn't get much rest today. And oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on strike.
people make the world go round. You hear the voice, remember his name, Russell Tompkins Jr. You're still making it go round, Russ, I'm telling you. And I noticed, like you said, the original version didn't have background vocals, but this one you did.
I think the most unique thing about People Make the World Go Round is it was the only song I've ever done was socially conscious.
Mm. You about to hurt me up in here. New York City, you're listening to the sounds of Russell Tompkins Jr. Don't worry, we have them available for you soon. They are en route to me, and soon as they get here, all of you that are on the list will get one, all right? So, hey, make sure you stop by mauricewatch.com. Go to the online CD store. Click on Russell's face, and hey, you can reserve yours tonight. 212-491-4685 is the love line. As we prepare to wrap things up with Russell right here in the love zone, a lot of the listeners have come by, as they often do, to see him in his meat pad and to take some pictures and things. And Russell, this one right here, Heavy Falling Out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mine.
Okay.
Now, I think I can play mine tonight, right, y'all? Can I play mine?
Yeah, yes, you can.
This one here, when I would play it, people would say, what is that? Who is that? You know, and I was like, stylists. And they were like, who? They did that, you know? But it was something about, tell me what inspired y'all to do this one. What's the story behind this song?
There's not really a story behind it. I'm glad you like it, because it's not really one of my favorites.
Well, I like it.
But it was a pleasure working with Van McCoy.
Okay.
And, you know, it was during that disco era, so.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy falling out. Now, see, that's the part right there, y'all. Oh, man. We got another caller calling in. 90.3 FM, hello, you're on with Russell.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Willa Mae Robinson.
Hey, Willa Mae.
Hey, how you doing?
You want to say hello to Russell?
Yes.
Go right ahead, he's listening.
Hello, Russell.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, how are you?
Great, great, I'm hanging in there.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And I love your songs. I especially like the one that you're singing now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you like that one, too? It's two of us, Russell.
All right.
Well, I like all of his songs. I've been listening to that group. Now, I don't remember the group. Is it the Stylistics?
Well, it's really Russell.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I've been listening to the group for a long time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For many years.
Hmm.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, do you have his new CD?
No, I don't.
Well, make sure you go to mauricewatch.com. It's available for you. And you can get the first batch that come in, all right?
Okay, as soon as I can get my computer.
Well, I tell you what.
Hooked up again, because it's not hooked up now.
You don't have to wait on the computer, baby. All you have to do is call the hotline, and we'll make sure you get it, okay?
Oh, I don't have a pencil and paper handy. Well, everything is in the other room.
Well, go find one, and I'm going to give you the number before the show is over, all right?
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Ciao,
all right,
baby.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's heavy falling out, baby. New York City, the 24-hour hotline, as you know, is 917-545-2169, baby. 90.3 FM. Russell, let's get back in. I'm trying to hit every track before you get out of here. Let the people hear what they got coming to them. We're going to hit off on Summer Love. Matter of fact, what is your favorite track on the new CD?
Jealousy.
Jealousy, okay. Mm-hmm. We hit that one. What's your second favorite one?
I think Because.
Because. Because. We're going to go down to Because, and you're going to tell me why. And don't say just because.
No.
Let's talk about that one.
Well, I can say because I wrote it.
This is it right here. You're listening to the man, the legend himself, Mr. Russell Tompkins Jr. You know his voice from the days with the Stylistics. Now you're going to know his name. We're going to make it a household name. Right here on 90.3 FM. This is Because.
Now the night has shone and we're both alone. Admit it. Girl, you're just blowing my mind, blowing my mind. All the things I feel, new and really real, you did it.
Well, 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 New York City. You've been listening to the sounds of Mr. Russell Tompkins, a tenor of all tenors. There's been some great ones and there's some good ones, but hey, she's right there along the T.O.P. Russell, once again, we want to thank you for stopping by, for coming back home to Harlem, USA.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Definitely. There's a young lady that we have to acknowledge, and I must let you know that really appreciates your tenor, and her birthday is today, matter of fact. So we would like, if you don't mind, to sing happy birthday to her. Her name is Marva.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marva. Happy birthday to you.
Don't forget, that's next weekend, Atlantic City, Tropicana Casino. You can see Russell Tompkins Jr., the voice of the Stylistics, live on stage for two nights, Saturday night and Sunday night at the Tropicana Casino. He has a DVD that they're getting ready to film of a live show, so who knows, be on your best behavior when you're at his live concert, all right? And make sure you smile, because who knows, you may be on Russell camera. Nevertheless, it's going to be a DVD as soon as we get it done, and hey, we'll be sure to let you know. If you want his new CD, even if you don't have the internet connection, call the hotline, 917-545-2169. Once again, that's 917-545-2169, and say, Maurice, I need Russell's new CD. Leave your name, mailing address, and all that, and it will be in the mail to you. Those of you who have access to the internet, it's www.mauricewatts.com. Click on the CD store. Click on Russell's picture, the CD cover, and hey, reserve yours now so when they come in, you can get the first order. It's been a pleasure, Russell.
Thank you very much. It has.
Anyone you want to say hello or good night to, or...
Well, I'd like to say good night to all my friends here in New York, Nafisa, Elaine, Kitty. I didn't forget you, Kitty. And I'd like to say my musical conductor in Philly, Kenny. I'd like to say that my heart is with you. My mind is with you right now, too, for the loss of your mother. We'll be back home to talk to you, man.
Russell Tompkins, Jr., along with the lovely Pat Pierce. Who you want to say goodnight to, darling?
I want to say goodnight to all of my family members that could not make it, especially my oldest brother, who's my biggest fan, Charles Pierce. My mom in Richmond, who could not come here. I love her a lot, and everybody else that's listening. Thank you.
You got it. You got it for sure. And
I'd like to say thank you very much to you, yeah. Maurice, and I'd like to say thank you to WHCR for having me here this evening.
Oh, yeah.
You
definitely
got it. You know the voice. Now you know his name, Russell Tompkins Jr. Be on the lookout for the single from Miss Pat Pierce. Reserve yours now also the same way. 917-545-2169. It's been a pleasure. The next voice you hear will be the one and only DJ Howie D. He's going to take you out for the next hour. It's been real.